Welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob, Zach, Jay, Matt, and Alana.
Hello.
And Doom!
Today we're talking about The Boys Season 5. The accolade is over.
It's not Season 5, isn't it Season 4?
Season 4.
Four.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which I did not watch.
You, Zach, what?
I've been busy.
Wow. Wow.
Will you ever watch it, Zach?
Wow.
Be honest.
No, I'm not. But I watched
think we should mention things that happened in or didn't happen and see if,
and see if Zach can get it.
If it did happen.
Like a game.
That's a good idea.
Well, I did watch a YouTube video recap.
Of course you did.
So I know some things that happened. It was kind of funny. He was like, blah, 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 emotions, emotions, feelings, feelings. Moving on.
There weren't that many feelings.
No, there really weren't.
No. Well, maybe Simon Pegg.
Oh my god, don't remind me.
That was great.
Let's skip that,
the best
whole part.
That was the best part. That was the best part.
It was?
So emotional. It had emotional stakes, unlike other stuff.
True.
You know? He was like, listen, I've seen what the V does to people. Don't do it.
I think I ran out of gas, and now I'm just stuck.
Then he regrets it.
Do you guys think Butcher should finally hurry up and die?
Who should die? Huey?
Huey?
Butcher.
Butcher,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I know why. I mean, you know why.
He's bankable?
Well, he's just he's a main character.
Yeah, he's the one on the posters. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the star.
Carl Urban's a legit star.
Who's a legit star?
Carl Urban.
Yeah.
We stand Rohan's finest.
Wow,
unless you show up late to his panel and he doesn't let you in, even if you're a photographer.
Happened to you?
Yeah.
You're not a photographer, Jay.
Photographer?
I was a photographer.
You can tell you're a liar.
I did media for
also,
AwesomeCon.
It's kind of hard to believe that Carl Urban was the one making that decision.
Well, I wasn't allowed, even though I was media. Because I showed up 30 seconds late to his panel.
Okay.
Well, you know, Jay, he is the law.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't lie. I took my time walking. I was really tired.
Is this New York Comic Con? What is this?
No, this was at AwesomeCon.
Oh.
AwesomeCon. That's cool.
So, yeah. Let's do the best and worst. I thought one of the best was Steel. Was Sage, Sister Sage. Sorry, I don't know why I said Sage Steel. Sister Sage. Steel. I thought she was really good.
Just Sage.
Yeah.
It's just Sage now. I wish I watched her because I like characters like that, like Brainiac 5, Reed Richards, Qubit. So people who are smarter than the writers.
Wow. Well, that is the problem that they run into, is that the writers aren't that smart.
What? But,
I mean, the writers are averagely smart, but they're not. The writers aren't the smartest people in space and time in the universe either.
Right? Right.
So, yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But she still feels like a boy's character. She's still doing weird sex stuff. I'm like, okay, I can get down with this.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I didn't like that part.
No,
I thought that was the best part. Not the best part, but I thought that was pretty funny. The whole lobotomy thing to chill out.
Very much a Boise thing, and it definitely was. It was a very clever thing because then it also highlights like her powers and stuff. It had such multitudes to it that it was, it was a great onion.
It was a good example of the boys doing the classic. You know, it would actually be really bad to have a superpower. You know, when you think about it, being able to read minds would suck.
It probably would suck.
I thought she was good. I thought the worst was, I mean, I think the internet talked a lot about the Tech Knight sex dungeon episode. That's considered like the worst episode of The Boys ever.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that was the consensus.
I think so.
Yeah.
I
think so. No, the internet was very up in arms about Huey being sexually assaulted and then playing it for laughs.
Especially right after the death of his father.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Life kicks you when you're down.
It's all about the trauma.
So kicks you in and grinds on and stomps on your nuts.
I mean, I kind of like that episode.
Another classic argument that we always have.
Andrew and I kept joking that Jack Quaid was clearly filming something else because he kept doing things without the rest of the boys. Like having side plots. Or having like a mask on, like when he was a web weaver.
He might. He's busy filming Lower Decks.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Lower Decks, but maybe.
Lower Decks.
He's in Oppenheimer. He's above all of this now.
Everybody was in Oppenheimer. I still haven't seen Oppenheimer.
Oh, dude, you gotta see it. I loved it.
I haven't seen it.
I know you did. Everybody loved it. I just didn't get a chance. Robert Downey Jr. see it.
Not, I don't think everybody loved it. Some people were like, it's boring.
Robert Downey Jr.'s in it?
Most people are boring.
Okay.
That's true. I am boring.
Guys, I was reading a stat on the internet, so it must be true, that said, let me ask you this, guys, this first. Do you think you're a very important person?
Oh my god, I thought that was fake.
It's probably fake, but it doesn't mean it's not an interesting topic of discussion.
Okay. Wait, are we at the questions of the day already?
No, it could have been.
Wow, just because Zach didn't watch the show, we have to just skip it all.
All right, we can save it for that.
Was there any question of the group?
I don't think it's a very good question, though.
Why do you ask? Is this an internet thing that I'm out of touch? I don't know what it is.
Well, it's not an internet thing. I guess Alana saw it, too. It was just a supposed stat that said high school seniors in the 80s or whatever, when they were asked that question, are you a very important person?
Do you consider yourself an important person or something like that?
I thought it was a very important person. It doesn't matter.
In the 80s and 90s?
It was like the mid-80s versus today in like the 2010s. And like way more kids said today that they consider themselves a very important person versus in the
80s. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a classic kids these days boomer.
Yeah, sure. I think it was fake.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. How do we get on that topic?
We're talking about Huey and Jack Quaid filming Oppenheimer.
He's an Oppenheimer. All right. What else? What did somebody else like about the season?
I like Kimiko just all the time. She's great.
I heard the internet didn't like gay Frenchie.
Yeah, the internet did not enjoy that plotline.
No.
Not because he was gay, but because it was like really ethically bad.
What do you mean?
He was banging this guy. He had murdered his whole family.
Yeah, but that's like a trope.
Is
that
it?
Happens all the time. Yeah.
Oh, you know that classic trope
of banging and killing someone's whole family. That sex with them when they're an adult.
I mean, it happens. Yeah. No, it's definitely something that's written a lot.
I know that's where the Acolyte was going.
This is like Old Boy.
I don't know, man.
Also, his boyfriend's so boring. I think that was the issue. I was like,
yeah, that too.
He's not even a character.
Conan. Yeah, he was boring. I agree. And he's so angsty. Yeah. Also, because obviously Frenchie and Kimiko are meant to be together. So anything that, you know, takes that away from that is
That's terrible. Right.
Do you like how she could, spoiler alert, talk at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked how the show ended on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of asked her so they can have a next season.
The final season.
I feel like shows in the past came like to a resolution, even if things weren't really resolved.
What about Fire?
Firecracker?
Cracker. No. Today on that Borg cube in Fire. The cliffhanger heard around the Star Trek world.
Of Best of Both Worlds.
Best of Both Worlds.
Yeah, Zach's not saying they can have a cliffhanger. It's just, they don't always.
Yeah.
You're far away for that one, dude.
Bang.
It's not what the boys normally does.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not going to go back and check.
What'd you guys think of the soup takeover of the United States? I thought that was kind of clever.
I feel like you've been kind of waiting for it to happen the whole show.
Yeah, that's like they were already kind of in charge.
Obviously Homelander's a power-hungry psycho, so... Yeah. Well, actually, one of the parts I liked the most, and it didn't really pay off, is the part where Ryan is talking to... This is a small part, and it wasn't in your recap. Zach, you decide whether or not you think it actually happened or not. It's the part where Ryan says to Homelander, "I want to help people."
Yeah.
And Homelander's like, "That's great." And then he uses that to, like, get him to, like, beat
the, like, living snot out of someone.
You know, it's the part with the woman getting sexually harassed by the J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He takes the desire of Ryan to do something good and makes it, like, super fucked up.
Oh, Homelander does, not Butcher. Sorry, I thought you were, I was thinking, like, Butcher.
Do you remember the part where,
slap him. Slap him.
She's like, slap him.
Yeah, again. Yeah.
And I will, like, her face changing throughout that whole, like, 30 seconds was pretty great. I was expecting eventually for her to go get, like, tired of it, but I guess not.
Yeah,
Ryan the murderer, you mean?
Yeah, like a triple murderer.
Was that this season where they were doing the practice rescue, or was that last season?
Yes.
No, that was this season.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was pretty messed up.
I feel bad for the actor with his voice breaking like that. Like, apparently it was just, like, you know, that just that teenage phase where his high-pitched voice.
Who, Ryan?
The season. Yeah.
Are they twins?
I don't even know what you're talking about. There's
you didn't notice his voice?
They're he's played by twins.
He is?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Is this a trick, Zach?
It's not a trick. That's what Hollywood always does with child actors, right?
Played
if Naomi was here... Yeah. How dare you fact check me, Alana?
I'm fact checking.
Damn straight fact check him. Fact check his ass.
If Naomi was here, Emma, she'd say that Emma on Friends was played by twins. Of course, she was a baby. But yeah, it happens all the time.
They had twins, but they were, like, both on screen.
He's been a stand-in for him for some shots.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay. So he's not actually played by twins.
So this isn't Lily from a Modern Family situation.
Or the Olsen
twins. She was played by twins?
Yes!
Oh, fact check.
What baby Lily was. I don't know about older Lily.
No, older Lily was not.
Yeah.
No. That makes sense. All right, thank you, Alana, for fact checking me.
Actually, here's a trivia question from the Kahoot that I made for my boss's baby shower on Thursday.
Kahoot!
How old does a baby have to be to work in California?
A baby?
Yeah, like to, like, be, like, on a movie set. For,
eight,
like...
8 days.
Okay.
I'd say a month.
Okay.
3 weeks.
I'm going to say 5 weeks. Lowest
that we're doing are we doing the race one again?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's nice. So Jay said 3 weeks. How long would that be in days? Like 21 days?
Yeah.
And what, Zach said a month?
I said a month.
Zach said
5 weeks.
5 weeks? The answer is 15 days. So I think Matt was the closest.
Oh. Yeah, boy.
Get to work. Get to work, baby.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the baby just kind of sits there at 15 days.
I thought they had a newborn baby and knocked up. But, like, maybe that was just, like,
maybe soft footage or something. Not real newborn.
They don't have literal newborn babies, but they'll have very...
Pretty close to it.
15-day-olds.
Yeah. I'm like, give me some 15-month-old babies, goddammit. all right, so Rob, what's something you liked?
I guess this was my least favorite season, but a lot of stuff I liked. I still like the I guess, like, all the stupid political stuff is still fun. Like,
amazing.
It's like clearly a show that was, like, written in the past year or so. I mean, maybe they do some, like, ADR after the fact to, like, add modern stuff, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, the modern references. I mean, they do a lot of January 6th stuff.
Real life is stressful enough, okay? Like, why does this show need to remind me?
And all, like, the flat earther type stuff, and yeah, I don't know. I think there's just a lot to be mined there. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of it's very obvious and whatever, but it's just it keeps me engaged, I guess.
Did they do more corporate satire?
No, they really didn't.
Not really.
That's
not
that's something that they've gone away with, gone away from.
There's no corporation.
The training A-train satire.
Yeah, that was good.
What happened?
So they had a white savior movie about A-Train, and that was that was good actually. That was a funny part.
Will Ferrell,
yeah. Coach.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
What a great casting of it too.
Yeah, it seems like it's based on Radio or something, or like
The Blind Side. Yeah. Blind Side is the classic example of that. What was I gonna say? I liked in the early Boys where they would kind of make fun of both sides. They'd kind of skewer both sides, like the Girls Get It Done, for example.
Yeah.
That was my favorite satire that they've done.
Yeah. Because it kind of took aim at both. But and this one they were just like VOD is Fox News, explicitly right wing, and we don't care who knows it.
So. Yeah, but they killed Tucker Carlson.
I also like the Girls Get It Done because it was making fun of Marvel. So I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What did you guys think of Firecracker?
I thought she was good. I thought she was a worthy new character.
I thought they were going to actually show her powers at some point.
She did.
But, like, I thought she could do better than that.
No, that the whole point of her is the fact that she has ship powers.
Yeah.
All she has is her ability to manipulate the masses with her podcast.
What? Really?
The thing is...
It's not a power. It's just she's savvy enough to understand, like...
But what's her power, then?
Her power is she can do sparklers. That's why she was a sparkler, was her old name.
Like Dazzler.
Oh, I missed that.
No, not even. Dazzler was way better.
Not even. She just goes. It's like, aw.
But the thing is, guys, isn't she just Stormfront again?
No.
Stormfront had their own purpose and their own like motivation. The Firecracker's motivation is just to maintain relevancy.
Yeah, she's like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. I think that is basically the whole point of that. I completely forgot until I started watching again that she played in she was what's her face what was that show on Amazon
Are you talking about Fire?
The Tick.
Firecracker?
Yeah, she Firecracker.
Oh, she's a sister on. Are you sure?
She was a sister on. Yeah.
Oh.
She was a sister on Tick. It was, yeah.
Arthur's sister.
Yep. And I like the fact that she makes fun of the fact that she, as a lesbian, she's playing like this character who. And she's like, yeah, it's really ironic. It's kind of funny. And I was like, okay. I guess that's...
Yeah, that was the other thing is the VOD talking points became like explicitly the kind of thing modern right-wingers would say. Where it used to be under like a satirical kind of facade. No longer. So yeah. I guess if you really want to enjoy yet another show sticking it to the right wing, then I guess the Boys is the show for you. Yeah. What else?
I don't think there are that many. There are a lot of real life shows sticking to the right wing, not so much fiction.
I think you'd be hard pressed to come up with one that doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
Clint Eastwood needs to get in the TV game or somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Twister's right wing?
Yes.
Did you see it?
No. But it has to be. They all wear cowboy hats and drive trucks.
Proklahoma.
I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine.
How about the part where the Deep kills his octopus lover?
Ugh. Oh my god!
Such drama.
Tilda Swinton. Oh,
yeah.
I was like, there's such a big gap underneath the door. 100% could have got out. It made me mad. I was like, get out and strangle him.
Well, the Deep.
So I believe the octopus has superpowers.
So next season's the final season, right?
Yeah, yep. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm right excited to see some body count.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people need to die.
Do they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Frenchie's gotta go. So, no. So anybody else besides me watch Gen V?
My friend Chris did.
I didn't.
Nope.
Jay, you didn't watch it?
I did not. I didn't have. I was going to, but then, yeah.
Because Sam and Kate from it kept showing up.
Yep.
Sam and Kate.
I know that.
Yeah.
Much.
So, like, the people at the end who take Kimiko and Frenchie are from that show.
Oh, okay. It looks like very generic people.
Has anybody read the comic that it's based on?
A lot of Handmaid's Tale.
What about
I'm thinking of them. That sticks it to the right wing.
Okay.
Even though it's based on the revolution in Iran.
Not according to Margaret Atwood.
I mean, to be honest, like, hell yeah. The Handmaid's Tale, which depicts like the total subjugation of women, is sticking it to the right wing. I feel like you're kind of underplaying its message.
Okay.
Underplay.
Anyway, no, I read the comic. Why do you ask?
Oh, I was just wondering, like, is it following it at all at this point, or is it like completely unpredictable where the story's going to go and who's going to die?
I don't remember a lot of it, and it is quite different from the comic. I won't give anything more. But the seven, like, live and die in, like, a single issue, basically. They're not the villains the whole time.
But, oh, interesting. Okay.
So they definitely changed that.
And it was kind of Clinton era, right? So, I mean, yeah, totally different politics.
Clinton era?
Wasn't it? Was it 90s? I don't know.
Yeah.
The Boys?
A long time ago.
It was written in the 90s?
The comics, yes.
No way, really?
Goddamn trees!
Well, actually, wait a second. No, it was post 9/11, because they're 9/11. The Supes tried to stop the planes and cause one of them to crash into the bridge.
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe early 2000s.
I just thought it was Garth Ennis. I just associated him with 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. He did his best work in the 90s. Hitman. Reacher.
Yeah.
Good times.
Ah.
Yeah. So, how about stuff we didn't like?
How about Simon Pegg murdering everyone in that hospital?
That was great.
No, why did you like that?
It was just interesting and different.
It was so
and it had emotional stakes.
Alana, how often did you and Andrew go, while watching this season?
Okay, first of all, that's, like, really mean.
It's not mean. Yeah,
But there was a lot of parts where I literally held the hand in front of my face so I didn't have to see someone get ripped apart, which happened a lot.
Oh, the leg.
That during the lobotomy scene.
That too.
Kimiko's leg.
That was rough.
Kimiko's, like, the whole thing. She kept getting fucked up.
God damn it.
Her face got ripped off or whatever. Yeah. Or she ripped up someone's face.
And Mimic. Ugh.
Ugh.
Ooh, yeah, that was interesting. I like that.
No, that was interesting too. A lot of butt shots.
Yeah, and everyone's giving Huey a hard time because this shapeshifter who can absorb his girlfriend's memories can act exactly like her. It's like, yeah. That's what happens when your memories get absorbed.
I thought he was going to catch on when her fingers, the ring finger of all fingers, started degenerating or whatever. Yeah, I was looking at the ring finger and I was like, oh, suddenly it's fine when she goes to pick up the keys. I thought that was going to be the clue and then it wasn't. And I was like, what the fuck?
Did you guys feel like this season did have kind of a lot of wheel spinning? It wasn't quite. I remember last season being worse, but this season too is like you're not really sure what the boys are doing, what their goal is. I mean, I guess this season they're trying to prevent the coup, which is a little more coherent than last time, but it still kind of felt a little like.
I heard Homelander finally was like, "I want to kill the boys," but then he sends two of his minions to do it. He obviously hasn't read the Evil Overlord list.
Well, the
What?
What's the Evil Overlord list?
Yeah, you remember the Evil Overlord list?
Overlord list. Come on.
What? What are you talking about?
From back in the early internet, it was like rules for an Evil Overlord to prevent your death.
What? Yeah, the heroes from defeating you.
Yeah, it's like, in order to prevent the heroes from defeating me, if I have my hero at gunpoint, I'll just shoot him instead of putting him into an easily escapable death trap.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, make sure your henchmen don't wear masks so you can, they all recognize each other.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, stuff okay. Like
that. Huh. If there's a comedy sidekick, you kill them first. Stuff like that.
That was a good part too, actually, though, where they go to try to kill them. At least there was some, you know, superhero.
I did like that part, actually. It was like, oh, shit's about to go down. And yeah. I liked A-Train turning to help them.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. A-Train had a nice arc in this. Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, normally he just doesn't do that much, at least besides season one, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Huey, on the other hand, I was like, kind of one of my least favorite parts. He doesn't really do that much. And, like, Starlight just has her, she can't
do her impotence.
Impotence, can't get it up, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that part was bad. Her impotence, that was stupid. did not like that.
I mean, it's the classic superhero plot line, right? Their powers stop working.
Yeah, that's a reason. I mean, it's fun to watch.
So yeah. I don't know if everyone likes Spider-Man 2 so much. That's the one where he's not Spider-Man for a lot of it.
Or Superman 2.
Yeah. Same thing,
yeah.
All the same thing, yeah.
Can we please do the normal game mode? Sorry.
Yeah, fine.
This one's making me nauseous.
Boys was written in 2006.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
What do you guys think of the plot with the, where they give the farm episode where they go and the animals all have superpowers?
Oh, I had forgotten about that.
That was amusing.
At least it was different.
You know, when Giancarlo Esposito is there and then never comes back.
Can we stop hiring a guy for these type of roles? I just, like, please. Like, I assume he's tired of it too, but he loves like the paychecks.
I think he likes it. You all need to get rid of your power ups.
How do we do that?
Your cores. Go to cores and then unselect your cores.
Oh, man.
If you want to do the right
one. Let's select my core. Enter core.
Okay, did I do it?
No.
How do I?
You need to click the blank core and then hit confirm.
What's a blank core?
The empty one in the top left.
Blank gray circle.
I don't have that.
Sure you do.
This is.
It's only like the top left.
Why is it so hard?
I don't know. And the power socket, click your power socket. So go to cores, go to power socket, and then go to the empty one.
Oh, I see.
And then do the same thing with your passive. There we go. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. I gotta remake the lobby.
All that.
All right, so Alana, what's something you didn't like?
I like how there were so many repetitive conversations. Mm. Oh, what's his face? Get with the gay guy. Oh, wait, now you need to tell him. Actually, don't tell him. Maybe tell him. Oh, I'm so tortured. What else? We should kill, you know, don't kill Victoria. We should kill Victoria. No, we have mutually assured destruction.
Right. Don't forget.
Starlight or, I don't know, Starlight, something about abortion, probably.
Yep.
What about, do you guys like Jeffrey D.
Pedophile.
Morgan?
Oh, Butcher. We should have Butcher come back. No, fuck Butcher. He's done. Actually, he's fine. Actually, he's out again.
He's back. Yeah, he's back.
Wow,
he's
he looks terrible.
He's back. He's out.
Yeah.
Now he looks amazing. Now he looks
we
like
gotta
shit.
Turn Ryan. No, we can't turn Ryan. No, Ryan's lost cause. Oh my god.
Do all the drugs. I'm sober. I'm not sober. I'm sober. I'm not sober.
Guys, something I noticed this season is that Mother's Milk is one of those people that talks out of the side of his mouth.
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, yeah, I need to help my family. I can't abandon my family. We need to go to... I need to leave. I'm a liability.
Never mind. Invite Sept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it was really gory, and it needs to it can stop gory. Now. But it's like this one felt like they were taking it as a personal challenge to make it as gory as possible.
That's every season. Yeah. I think they always have it up the ante.
Definitely trying to push the envelope every time.
Did Zach and Jay leave the party?
Yes. Oh. Yes, you have to accept the new invite.
I got the new invite. I'm special.
Oh, now I got it.
Yay. Yeah, I died. So it's not that you guys didn't like this season that much.
I liked it more than last season.
Once I got into it, and yeah. Like, it took me a second to get into it, but then once I was locked in.
I think it's still better than most shows.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, 100%.
What about Mama Huey?
That was boring. She was boring.
I kept waiting for her to, like, I was waiting for a twist. I was like, oh, she's going to, like, betray him, or she's got some ulterior motive, and nothing ever happened.
I was like, oh, the VOD plot line. Oh, she's going to do something with that rosemary scent, essential Mary oils. DeWitt. Oh, what's going to happen? And then nothing. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, it's interesting. She's the one who gave him Wait, did she take that from his pocket, or was that her? And then I was hoping it was her. Like, she had, like, this whole master plan, and, like, she had access to all that stuff. And, like, and then it was just like, oh, no, it was in your pocket. And I was like, oh, boo. Yeah, boo her.
Oh, I guess this is it still race mode?
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
It's all right. All right, it's all right.
Let's play Dominion.
We'll do these three races, and then we'll do Dominion.
Not just two; it's like six. Seven.
Six.
I thought there were three on the list.
Depends on what you do.
What you gotta do.
And I can't tell you. Who to sock it to?
What about Victoria Newman's boyfriend?
Samir.
The guy from Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Dr. Pershing?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I completely didn't connect that.
Wow, he's really kind of typecast, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Him and Giancarlo Esposito.
It's like that guy from Fallout who always plays the dweeb.
Oh, yeah, so Eric Kripke's casting everyone from Supernatural except Jared Padalecki and Misha Collins. Thoughts? Yeah.
No thoughts.
No thoughts, sir.
What about Alana Tall?
Who?
Alana Tall?
What?
She was in Supernatural as the two women hunters. Who's the daughter?
Okay, if they're only in, like, one episode, does that really count?
Well, who else? Everyone's a guest star.
That's not true! So that guy who was the guy who's like multiple man?
Yeah.
He was on Supernatural as God.
Oh, yeah.
And he was in many episodes as God.
Yeah. He's a good friend of Richard Spade Jr.
So. Yeah. Who was also on Supernatural.
That part was gross, too. Although I did like the fight scene.
That fight scene was actually really good.
I don't know why he had to be naked for it, but...
Yeah, I don't know why either. Richard Spade Jr. was not in it.
He was not, no.
But he should be, if Eric Kripke is collecting them like Pokemon.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Richard Spade Jr.'s dong.
Rob Benedict, that's that guy's name.
Yeah.
Alana Tall was Joe.
Okay, Zach, I hear you. Joe was in like three episodes. The fans hate Supernatural was on for 11 seasons.
Admit you seem to know everything about it.
I'm just saying, when I think of people on Supernatural who should be cast like as the main people, like she doesn't come to mind.
Okay, fine.
The main people. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is definitely a main person.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, he was their dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I like that part where he's going crazy. People did call that he was all on his head, but still good.
I didn't call it.
People call that? Wow.
I was like, I
kind of assumed.
He needed help cutting that dude's leg off.
They did a good job making it ambiguous. Really, people would kind of respond to him.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You know, kind of like a Fight Club kind of thing.
What about Ryan killing Grace at the end?
Oh yeah, Grace.
It seems like pretty typical Ryan behavior to me.
Kids these days.
Yeah. Lashing out.
Always throwing people around.
People freaking loved Victoria Newman as a character.
I liked her.
I wasn't a big fan.
What?
She was kind of scary.
Too confusing. You know what the best part of this season was? Is the part where Homelander tries to kill Huey in the ice arena. Not because the actors get killed brutally. It's just that part where Homelander's like really finally trying to kill Huey. That was good. You guys remember that part?
Yes. Yeah. In the tunnel, in the ice skating, which was really gross.
It had a great
tunnel. The ice skating was gross, but it was just cool how he's like, "Where are you?" And Huey is like, "Oh my god, oh my god."
The writers kind of forgot he has X-ray vision.
Homelander?
Doesn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You should know.
Superman. Huh?
I said you're calling the writers out, so you should know.
Maybe he doesn't. He just has supervision.
Yeah, I don't know if he has.
He's super X-ray. Hearing, which should be pretty similar in concept.
Yeah, but there's so much going on. There's singing, dancing.
People getting their arms sliced off.
You can't be like super. You can't be like that overpowered, or it's gonna just be rough.
He is overpowered.
He is overpowered.
You can't be that overpowered. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Why can't I?
I have a question of the day, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I just thought of it. It's not about the boys.
Let's hear it for the boys.
Was Homelander more overpowered in the first season? I feel like I remember him being able to hear like everything and. I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering.
They brought back the thing from season one about the plane. Maybe that wasn't in season one.
It was in season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Huh.
I kind of missed the Wonder Woman. Is it Maeve?
Yeah, she wasn't in the season at all.
I won.
Nice.
Good job, Juan.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's no. She ran. She's gone.
Yeah.
The question is whether or not she'll be back. The internet was a buzz when with the whole notebook and was like, oh, that means she's coming back. We'll see.
I feel like she brought a little more humanity to the show that I'm like, maybe that's what was missing here. I don't know. Like a little more groundedness.
Yeah, actually a really good point. There wasn't a whole lot to really set you, like, just settle you. And give you a good counterpoint reference of actual human activity, right? Everything was so over the top that you never actually saw, like, humane moments. Even when Huey and his dad, like, it wasn't, like, a real, like, humanistic. Like, it was always, like, other stuff happening. It was always so weird.
I think she's good because you need somebody for Homelander to play off of that's somewhat his equal. Or at least somewhat, you know, so whether it's... Sage kind of had that role this season, and I thought that was good. But without her, once she left, he doesn't really have anybody, and he just kind of like angrily stalks around. What about the one where Homelander goes back to his house or his home? That felt like it was kind of retreading old ground.
That was gross. Also,
there's an actual genuine tension there, which was kind of lacking in some of the other stuff. So. It didn't really go anywhere, though. It was just like him.
It kind of felt like Teen Titan. Well, it kind of felt like Titans with, you know, them going to the other realm and being
I agree. Yeah, it did actually feel like Titans. That's why you said that.
Do you realize that Titans got more seasons than Stargirl?
Yes, we've discussed this. We've heavily discussed this.
That's so bad.
Well, I feel like Homelander confronted his past already when he talked to Dr. whatever that guy's name is. You know, the head scientist. Like, I just feel like he's already confronted his past.
My god, it's Gardens! I haven't seen a Gardens card in a long time.
If anybody's got a 5-2, you suck.
Yeah, you do suck.
Rob. Oh no.
I actually don't. I suck for other reasons, but yeah.
Wait, what are we sucking? Why do we suck?
No reason.
No.
If you have a 5-2, you suck.
Alright, is it time for question of the day?
You suck.
No.
You suck.
Wait, I feel like I had some other. Oh yeah, Ashley.
Oh yeah.
What are we thinking?
I like the part where she's like, "Oh fuck, I gotta get out! I gotta."
I thought she runs and steals the bee.
Yeah, that part was like, "Oh, what a shocking surprise! We didn't already see that this season when you take bee, something terrible happens to you."
But like, also, I don't. Most soups can't stand up to Homelander, so like, why is that a good idea? You know,
her taking that, it's because she thinks she can probably stand up to at least the deep.
The deep. The deep.
Yeah. Like, because it's not Homelander.
I guess that's fair. Yeah.
It's the deep and Noir, who surprisingly is pretty badass, apparently.
Noir.
He's very funny.
Did you guys know that the guy playing Noir is the same guy that's been playing him the whole time?
Really?
No, yeah, but that yeah, makes sense.
That makes sense. The actor.
And I like the fact that it seems like they're kind of leaning into the actual stuff where Noir is basically is Homelander's clone. And so, like, just as powerful. I kind of like that. Like, in this version of Noir now, he is like, he can fly. He has all these other powers that like Noir doesn't have, except for he's not galactic.
The not to call you up, but didn't the writers say that they weren't going to do the clone plot?
Yeah, but I like the fact that they're adding certain elements to it. Like Noir is now a super badass. Right, before he was a great fighter and stuff, but like now he's like a badass.
Gotcha.
Which falls asleep at times.
Right.
I what did you think about that scene where bam bam this motherfucker's sleeping?
It was pretty convenient.
I think that's how narcolepsy works.
Pretty convenient.
Pretty convenient.
Pretty good? No.
Pretty convenient. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts on The Boys season 5? 4.
I hope we get to watch season 5.
I'm looking forward to season 5. I'm looking definitely.
I heard this is coming until like 2026.
You guys watch The Stinger?
Stinger!
What Stinger?
I forgot what it was. What was it?
Soldier Boy.
Yeah, and sleeping. They have him sleeping.
Oh. I was not very excited by that. I don't know.
Yeah, me neither, honestly.
You heard about his show, right?
Yeah.
He's getting his own show too.
Yeah, he and Stormfront are getting their own show from back in the day, apparently.
Did anyone ask for that?
No.
I didn't.
No. Did anyone ask for Downey Jr. to come back as Doom?
Nope.
Not as Doom anyway, no.
Or come I don't think back anybody asked for him to come back at all.
The clapping
Kevin seal. Kevin Feige obviously did, though. That's the
Feige,
one person.
Is that what you said?
Kevin Feige.
Oh, Feige.
I feel like they were just desperate. And like, we need to turn this ship around now that we don't have Jonathan Majors. What the fuck are we going to do? It's a call for desperation. We needed someone beloved.
It reminded me of Halle Berry doing Catwoman after she won the Oscar for Monsters Ball. Like, just kind of ruining all goodwill that she's made.
Ooh, his legacy. Did you see the tweet where it's like, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain?
No, I did not. That's pretty good.
But he did both.
Very meta.
Yeah.
Very meta.
All right, is it time for questions of the day?
Please.
What powers do you think Ashley will get?
What powers?
Yeah.
She's like she turned like a monster. So she's probably like a Hulk.
You don't really get to see it. You just see her. I think she's going to be like a mastermind. Like, she's going to get a big brain.
I don't think so. We'll see.
Her skull started getting all wonky.
That's true. That's
true. Maybe she'll become telepathic.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah,
they haven't done that one yet. So
that would be pretty good.
And yeah. She goes crazy hearing all the depraved things men think all day long.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. There was someone posted, like, I have a theory that all the people that were capturing the boys at the end, they're all really good people, or just making sure that they don't leave the country so that they can come back and fight together. And I was like, fuck you.
That would be a Doctor Who cliffhanger.
I was like, Cat and Sam has already been proven to work for Homeland, are you idiots?
They could have changed their minds off-screen.
You guys even watch the show?
Oh, I did. We changed our minds off-screen. Is that going to have another season on?
What?
Yes, Gen V.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even though the one guy died.
Oh, so sad.
Gen V was good. It was better than this season of The Boys.
Mm-hmm. What was so good about Lyle?
Just good characters, good plot. What's his face? Was in it?
Who's it? What's it?
The guy who voices Savage Opress. That guy.
You know the guy.
Sam Woodward?
No.
Savage.
Clancy Brown. I was like, I could see him in my
head.
Clancy Brown's out. Yeah.
It must have been successful. They're making that Stormfront show. They're like, oh, spinoffs of The Boys actually get the eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be season 2 of Gen V?
Yeah. They're probably rewriting it, though, because one of the main characters fortunately died.
Yes, they are. Well, they're not completely rewriting it. They're just modifying it.
Yeah.
Buy a car.
Okay, so now can we move on to question of the day?
Yeah.
We're identical.
Why, did you just say that?
No. I've been saying it for a while.
He said it like 3 times. We just ignored him every time.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm used to it, though. All right, question number 1.
Alana, take it away.
Oh, I get to go first?
Yes.
What is your favorite Summer Olympic to watch? What'd you say, Zach?
I said none of them.
None of them?
Wow. I'm a hater.
Wow.
World class hater.
That's cold blooded.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll do a real answer. Let's need a second to think about it.
I think probably the gymnastics.
Alana, would you call me a misogynist if I said women's beach volleyball?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I'm going to say women's regular volleyball.
Boo. Keep brave.
Beach volleyball has been really good. The U.S. are doing really well. Both their teams are doing really, really well.
You've been watching it closely, Jay?
I watched it yesterday. I watched both of the U.S. matches. The U.S. beat the number 1 team, and our number 2 team beat the number 3 or 4 team. I can't remember. So they're both doing stupidly good.
I like the 6-on-6 volleyball because I was a pretty serious volleyball player in college, and so I appreciate the game. The beach one is not as good.
Interesting.
I don't like
it. Yeah, it makes everything worse.
That's a good answer, dude. I would say that or the gymnastics. Ideally, women's.
Interesting. What about you, Rob?
Maybe it's recency bias, but yesterday I was watching clips of the synchronized diving, and I was like, that's quite impressive. And also I was thinking, I was like, you know, they can't use like illegal drugs for this to use too much of an advantage. I mean, I guess they could a little bit, but you know, they still gotta be simpatico with somebody, so
where did the illegal drugs come in to be simpatico?
Well, I just like every time someone as well, I'm just like, how did they do that?
They don't help you be in sync with another person.
Taking steroids won't help you move at the same time as another person.
Doing a line from each end coming together like Lady and the Tramp.
I got what you were saying.
Exactly. The kids and I were watching some synchronized dive in the day, and it is impressive, but the thing we didn't like was that it's the same exact dive. Like, everybody has to do the exact same motion. So that kind of got a little boring after a while, you know? Not to poo-poo your answer, but...
No, that's true. That's true. I like I said, it was just recency bias. I was watching yesterday.
I saw this funny headline that for a nation obsessed with guns, the U.S. has won no shooting medals.
Was that on Reddit? Because I think I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys see that a Korean girl breaking the world record and was like... She like didn't even like react.
Well, like child?
What?
No. There was like a 16-year-old.
Well, that might have been her.
Jean Kim.
The skateboarder?
No, that's a skateboarder. No. Oh. For pistols.
For pistols.
Yeah. A Korean woman beat the world record and walked off like a valorant hero.
Nice.
She didn't even smile.
Really funny how the skateboarders just like wear like t-shirts and jeans.
What are you
like? Everyone's wearing like spandex so they can like move around, and the skateboarders are like, "Yeah, I just got home from Hot Topic."
No, I appreciate that because it reminds me of my skating days. I'm like, "Yeah, bring it all back, hell yeah!" Because you don't want to have anything tight. It's like super constraining, and you need to be able to flow. Yes. Wearing anything tight is super constraining. Like, you have to be able to adjust on the fly super quick. Like, if you're wearing, like, anything, like, moderately tight, it
what does Simone changes. Biles do?
She wears a unitard. Which has nothing to bind her legs.
So that's what they should wear. And then they would, have a ton of, like, burn from the floor.
Yeah, and also
when they
the
wipe
jeans
out, they get really fucked up.
Yeah, and that's why they wore the jeans and heavy duty khakis, like carpenter khakis, because then it protects you from all that. And some of them actually have padding in attached to it.
Okay.
Alana, did you say something? I feel bad asking.
I didn't. Thanks for noticing.
Okay, good.
For once.
Thank God. I was thank so scared God. That you already had and I was gonna get yelled.
No. It's the answer. The correct answer is gymnastics. There's two things to watch.
Wow.
In the summer, it's gymnastics, and in the winter, it's ice skating. And that's American.
Meh.
What about the ski jump?
Meh.
Ski jumping? That is pretty good, yeah.
Or the downhill skiing is pretty cool.
Moguls or stunt?
Stunt.
Or giant slalom.
Giant slalom, yeah.
Okay.
I did watch a mountain bike run where the dude's chain fell off. Did you guys see that?
I did
not.
No,
that happens.
I did see someone win and they booed the person because they passed the French person.
Oh, that's funny.
Boo.
But yeah, like his whole bike chain fell off, so he couldn't brake or pedal the whole time.
That makes sense. It's known to happen a bunch of times.
The whole time?
How much longer? A bunch of times. It happens a bunch of times.
Like, why don't they fix their bike so that doesn't happen?
Like, how so?
Like, make a better bike?
I don't think you can?
Okay, whatever. Anyway...
My sports for this year are different. This year, I have been highly enjoying women's rugby sevens, where we just took the bronze. First time we've ever medaled in. Well, no, we haven't medaled in rugby on either men or women in, I think, 100 years. So that was super cool. And... the other one, what I really want to watch though is I want to watch kayak cross, and I cannot seem to watch it.
Right, that was a
full contact kayaking.
That was Zach, not you.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say full contact kayak, and where you, at one point you have to flip yourself and do a barrel roll in the water, and then you just beat the living shit out of each other as you're kayaking down an obstacle course. How cool does that sound?
That sounds like fun.
That sounds insane.
Yeah, I want to watch it, and I can't find it. Sport? Yeah, it's the first time this year. It sounds so awesome. I need to watch it. I need to. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. But I enjoyed rugby seven because obviously, I mean, biased because I played rugby. But really, in general, I don't know. In general, I'm a track and field person, so I'm always gonna pick track. I like all the jumps.
run.
Rob, no masquerade. Okay, no masquerade.
All right. So tempting.
Don't do it.
All right. Question number two. Rank from best to worst. Okay, I'm gonna three things. You have to rank them from best to worst in terms of their contributions to the film. Dobby from Harry Potter, Gollum from Lord of the Rings, and Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars.
I don't know.
Their contributions to the
film.
Their contributions to the film.
Like, who is like the worst to show up in the film?
Wait, best what? Or the worst? What?
No, now rank them from best to worst.
Wait, what?
In terms of what they contribute to the story and overall?
Just like how annoying they are to watch.
You shouldn't have put criteria. Just say from best to worst.
Okay, No criteria. Best to worst. Or you could do favorite to least favorite. Would that be better?
Like which one contributes the most to the movie that they're in?
No, forget that.
Why no? Why are you saying no?
I'm giving you the Men in Black. Just this is the answer. Favorite to least favorite.
Okay, fine.
All right, I guess I can go first. So Dobby is at the bottom. He sucks.
Wow.
I don't like him. He's super annoying. And then I'm going to put Jar Jar in the middle and Gollum at the top. Because although I don't really like any of them, Gollum at least has some cool moments.
What, you don't think Jar Jar has some cool moments?
Yeah, he's a senator. Not
really. His impassioned speech?
Yeah, where he gives Palpatine emergency powers.
Also, does Gollum refer to himself in the third person?
Yes, of course.
I hate that, but he still wins.
I'm actually going to put Jar Jar at the top, because I don't think he's that bad. And he's barely in the second and third movies. And then I'll probably put Dobby in the middle, because while he is really annoying, again, he's not in it that much. And Gollum is not as annoying as the other two, but he's inescapable from in all three, especially Two Towers. Like, he like almost ruins Two Towers for me. And he's gross. So yeah.
Wow.
People doing Gollum impressions is really annoying. Far more annoying than the other two.
The Jar Jar Binks impression ain't nothing to write home about either.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys always felt this way? Because I don't know. I for me, he's easily number one. He felt the most iconic. And then I guess
people loved him at the time.
Yeah, he was so like important to CGI. Blah 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 blah. But.
True. I mean, I think the trilogy he's in is the highest quality trilogy of those three. But I think as a character, he's just like gross, slimy.
Guess who has two thumbs and got her treasure maps?
Thanks, nice job,
Lana. Woo!
So Rob, you said Gollum's number one.
Gollum number one. And number two, I guess I would actually maybe pick Jar Jar, just because Star Wars I just like more than Harry Potter, but yeah, I mean, Jar Jar is for the little kids, and little kids are happy, and I'm not calling you little kid, Jay, but, you know, here we are.
I'm not calling you.
Dobby's just kind of bland and like a wet blanket. Just get him out of here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rank Gollum, Dobby, Jar Jar, just because they're how big their eyes are.
See, whatever you want.
Okay.
They suck you in.
Did you like that Amy Adams movie, Jay?
What?
The Big Eyes Amy Adams movie?
What?
With the freaky paintings? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Dude, what about Alita Battle Angel, where she has giant eyes?
Oh, Alita Battle Angel? Yeah, I actually did like that.
Amy Adams was in that?
No, Amy Adams is in a movie called Big Eyes, which is about that has paintings that with big eyes.
That's a deep cut, dude.
Rob,
yeah,
me up on
the Tim Burton movie. Yeah, yeah, it's. I heard it's fine.
Even Rob hasn't watched this, so shut up.
Or you know the plot is. You're just like, okay, I get it. He's stealing her paintings, and then eventually she gets to come up, and it's because this movie exists.
That's right.
Oh, I have heard of this movie, yeah. Okay.
Remember the ads for it.
All right. Have we done this? Are we done with this?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do we have a third question?
Yeah. We do have a third question. And I need Rob's help with it.
Uh-oh.
So the question is, which
have white you watched woman... Big Eyes?
No, it's which white woman versus water movie would you be in if you had to be in? And I need Rob's help telling me what all the movies are. I know there's the one where they're trapped under the pool.
Wait, right? What's the white women versus water?
Is it just water, yeah, or just white women versus anything? Because there's also one where they're stuck on the top of a pillar.
That's not white women versus water. There's no water.
But it's white women versus, like, an obstacle.
Versus nature?
Yeah, nature. Yeah, although it is a man-made, like imagine they're trapped on top of a wind turbine, but there's no turbine. It's just, like, really
white women in crazy situations. Crazy survival situations.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so there's the one where they're at the top of, like, the 1,000-foot tower.
Yeah.
And then there's the one where they're trapped under the pool.
And then there's the one where they're trapped by a shark.
And then there's the one where they're trapped underwater with the shark.
How are they trapped underwater with a shark?
So there's one where they're like in a shark cage. It's like scuba gear and a shark. And then there's the one with Blake Lively where she's
47,
like,
that's
not
the
above underwater. And
yeah.
A shark. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the Shallows and 47 deep.
47 meters down.
Or seven. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the one in the pool because I don't want to deal with a shark.
The pool one does seem like the easiest one to get out.
Does the descent count?
I'd say yes.
No.
Where's women versus cave versus vampires.
I'm still confused about what the actual question is.
It's which of those movies that we just laid out would you want to be at? If you had to be in one of them.
If you had to like be yourself versus some improbable scenario that women also fight in movies, what would it be? It's a really specific question.
What's Thank the pool you. One you guys are referring to? Like the night swim? I don't even know actually what you're talking about.
I don't remember what it's called.
I wonder if you guys just like made this up.
It's a real movie. The situation is ridiculous.
No, hang on.
It's ridiculous.
All right, cool. Hey, Google. What's the movie where the two girls are trapped under the pool cover?
Oh, I know this. I know which one you're talking about.
I just wanted to hear the answer because you guys talked.
Who's fault?
I think I saw a bit of it on TikTok once.
12 feet deep.
Ah,
2017.
Hmm.
Two provinces.
Wow.
Thanks, Astrolabe.
Way hard.
Well, I wouldn't do the heights one because I don't do I don't do heights. That I saw like a trailer for that. It freaked me out. If you can't do the pool one because I think that one's a little too
obvious.
Too obvious. I think I could probably handle the shark cage. The shark cage. I don't think that's that big. I think I could take a shark.
Okay. If you're in a cage.
I'd much rather fight a shark than be on top of a 2,000-foot tower.
Mm.
That's for sure.
We're also running out of oxygen. It's two problems.
That's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but yeah.
Hmm.
I can't believe you guys have to think about this.
I'm just trying to think of other movies where a white woman fights water.
It's not water, it's nature.
Avatar! the Last Airbender!
Well, no, I think they named all the ones that exist, so all those options.
Well, I mean, Katara fought against waterbenders, so that's one too. So I'm gonna pick Avatar The Last Airbender.
Even the Avatar The Last Airbender movie?
It's not really the genre, Jay. Not to, like,
I get understand. Into
it. Let him pick it.
Let him cook.
Yeah.
I do need to cook. I'm starving. Jeez.
Alana, which one did you say? Did you already answer? Sorry.
I didn't answer.
Cringe.
Cringe?
I'm cringing because I'm afraid you're going to yell at me.
Well, about what? What this time?
Then you already answered it.
I didn't answer.
Are you saying I didn't?
I did not.
Okay.
Does Annihilation count? Women versus movies.
That's literally what I just typed in.
Annihilation is like a sci-fi movie.
I know. It's a bunch of women, and it's like the environment. Damn it. I'm gonna pick, and I was cheating, looking through the internet desperately. There's movie Tracks with some guy named Adam Driver. Mia Wasikowska's the lady, but true story of a woman that crossed 1,700 miles of West Australia, and it's a really good movie.
Is that like the one with Reese where she goes hiking?
Yeah, it's similar to Wild. Yeah, I haven't seen Wild, but I'm gonna go out of the limb and say Tracks is better.
Okay, I'm sure it is.
Does the Impossible count?
What is that?
The Indian tsunami. Family versus tsunami.
Sure.
Why not? Or Everest.
Mostly dudes.
It is.
The situation isn't quite as extreme as these other ones. But
the Impossible? It's pretty extreme.
It's not as extreme as being trapped on the top of a tower or under a pool cover.
It's more likely than those things.
Yeah, let's not get crazy here. Whatever. That's fine.
Are we done?
What is this? What the hell is living water?
Totally good.
I'm gonna come in last place again.
Water World?
The Costner's back.
I heard Horizon like bombed. And now he has no money because he invested everything in it.
I saw it in an empty theater, but it was a fine film.
Didn't they just cancel everything else?
So Alan, what are we talking about next week?
Batman the Caped Crusader.
Episodes 1 through 4.
Four of them are out?
I think at least 3 of them are going to drop. And spoiler alert, the Penguin is a woman.
What?
She's damn
as Walda. I'm not making that up. As Walda Cobblepot.
These damn woke diversity high.
Yeah. All episodes will drop August 1st?
T and Gwen. All episodes there will be
10 episodes? It looks like. Where the hell?
Zach with another dub, I'm sure.
Yes.
Go, Zach.
What's it going to be on?
Amazon Prime. I thought it was on Amazon Prime.
I don't remember.
That's on Max.
No, it's on Max, right?
It makes sense to be on Max. It wouldn't make sense.
It's a Warner Brothers.
Did they sell it to Prime? Maybe that's where we're making
it. I don't know.
It is Batman Caped Crusader. The animated show is an Amazon original.
Oh.
Time
to take my victory lap.
Oh. I thought we were talking about the Penguin. Sorry.
Penguin. Oh, the Penguin TV show. Yeah. We gotta watch that one too. There's two of my favorite actors in it.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time.
Bye-bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.